What's happening, hardscapers? This is episode 133 of the How to Hardscape podcast, where we talk to you about how you can start and grow your hardscaping business. And this is the first episode of the new year 2022. Happy New Year to everyone and everyone listening in on this episode. Thank you so much for following along with us each and every episode. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about goal setting in your business to set your budget. A nice timely episode, being that it is the new year, and if you haven't got your budget in place, now is the time to start working on it and setting those goals in your business to achieve. So we're going to get into that today, as well as a big announcement for How to Hardscape at the end of the episode, so be sure to tune in for that. And without further ado, let's get into today's episode. So when it comes to creating your budget for this new year, it's all about being able to set goals in your business, set a roadmap for success in your business. And when we are sitting down, at least in my business, I think about where I want to be several years ahead. And I'm setting specific goals for this year, but I'm also thinking about where I want to be 2, 3, 4, 5 years in advance, so I can start to include things in my budget that's accumulating capital for those specific things. And I'm able to set that capital aside so that when I go to expand my business, make a purchase, whatever it may be, that money is sitting there for me and ready to be deployed. So that when I do go ahead and make that decision to purchase something or to hire somebody, that is not a decision that I'm stewing over. It's not coming out of my profit. It's not coming out of my owner's account, my owner's salary. It's already sitting there. The decision's already been made previously in my budgeting. So that takes the friction out of making that decision. That decision has already been made, and it's much easier to then take that next step in my business. When it comes to this particular year and setting goals, I start with a sales goal. This is the top line revenue that I want to make. And this is based on what I'm comfortable with growing to, depending on how we performed last year. So I take a look at where we were last year in terms of our numbers, where we can improve, if any, and how we can improve, if any, on top of that, without adding anything extraordinary to it, to see what kind of difference that would make in our top line revenue. And then I think about, if I expand, how would that look like? What would that do to our total revenue, our top line revenue? If I added a piece of equipment, what would that do to my efficiency? What would that do to my top line revenue? How many more jobs could I fit into a season? What kind of work could I take on more in my business with that piece of machine, that piece of equipment? And what would that do to my top line revenue? If I hired somebody, whether that be administrative, treated like an overhead expense where that's built out onto every project, or somebody in the field where that's billed out as a labor cost, what would that do? What kind of revenue margins would that bring into my business? I consider this, and I consider where I'm comfortable with growing to that this year, this coming year in my budget. So I set that sales goal, and this can be adjusted anytime throughout the process if I feel that maybe I might be stretching myself too thin. Maybe I might be wanting to scale up or scale back those numbers. But I start with at least some sort of thought process around that number. I write that number down, and then I start budgeting for that number. And I start with essentially my marketing budget with that number. Now I look at last year's marketing budget, and I think, if I'm going to scale up to this revenue amount, this sales goal, how much more am I going to need to spend to hit that sales goal, to get more leads into the funnel, to pre-qualify them, qualify them, go out, meet with them? How much more time am I dedicating to that in order to get those? How much more marketing budget am I dedicating to get those leads? And that's typically as simple as saying, I want to maybe, let's just say for easy numbers, double my sales from last year. well, maybe I need to double my marketing budget from last year. And typically with my marketing budget, that's quite specific to spending money on ads, especially online advertisements, to get those leads into the business. And if for whatever reason, word of mouth kind of takes over during the season, I'm having more than enough leads coming in through that, or I'm completely booked out for the season, that money that I had set for my marketing budget either becomes profit, or what I realistically use it for is things like branding or purchasing things for branding type offline marketing, I guess you could call it. Things like signs, uniforms, things like this that are more, I would say, offline marketing things that I then invest that money into. But ultimately, if you're booked out for the season and you're not needing to spend the money that you thought you needed for that marketing budget, whatever is left over, essentially becomes profit in your business. Now, times are good. And if you're booked out for this year and you're thinking, well, then I don't need to set a marketing budget, it's still important to include something there for your budgeting process. Because if you're taking away from your marketing budget, you're not charging appropriately for what your business is worth. There should always be something there for marketing that can maybe be deployed elsewhere in your business for something like branding, for something like offline marketing to make your company stand out a little bit more. Or maybe you could donate that money for certain sponsorships in your local community, but there should be something there no matter how good times are right now, no matter how much you might be booked out right now, you still want to include something there for that. Also, when it comes to budgeting for your sales goals, you're thinking about equipment that you need to add in your business, employees, if you're adding another crew, what kind of tools and equipment do you need to equip them for to be able to expand to that crew? If you're needing to add, say, an administrative staff to handle the leads coming in, to take care of the qualification process, what's that going to look like? Because that's not productive labor going into the field that's making you active money. That's more of an overhead expense. Is that worthwhile? Is that going to free up enough time for you to make that worthwhile? It's a little bit more easier for budgeting for labor costs, where you are deciding to maybe add somebody to the crew or expand to another crew. It's a little bit more easier to budget for that, to say, well, that's going to make me this much more money. So if I'm sticking with that, doubling the sales revenue, I'm doubling my crew labor, expanding from one crews to two crews. And that's a little bit more easy to budget for as opposed to an administrative person, which isn't technically actively bringing money into the business. It's more so freeing up something in your schedule, freeing up time in your schedule to be able to allocate your time elsewhere in the business. And that's the trade-off for that. So employees, equipment also needs to be decided upon in your business when you're setting that budget. So when it comes to setting your roadmap, this is where it really comes in handy, because I know where I want to be not only this year, but the following years in my business. And I'm already starting to accumulate the capital, the money that's necessary to make these next steps in my business. And this is a roadmap that doesn't need to be adhered to 100%. This is something that I'm aiming for, that I want my business to look like this 5 years down the road. And this is the path that I need to take to get there. And by doing so, I'm already charging like that business I'm going to be. Now, that we'll touch on that a little bit later in terms of what's the differentiating factor for you to be able to charge like a business like that. But I'm starting to accumulate this capital so that when it goes to making those decisions, there's no friction behind making that decision. I've already made that decision, that money's already there, and I can deploy that in my business as I see fit for those purchases if I'm sticking to that roadmap. If for whatever reason I've pivoted in my business, which I have done in the past, going from lift and relays to more design build, then that roadmap will completely change. Or it may change very slightly, but whatever it is, I'm making sure that I've got a roadmap that is something that I can somewhat stick to and start to bring in money towards. That money is going to be set aside in a separate account so that I'm not touching it. I'm not pretending like it's some sort of profit or my salary that I can go spend it on whatever. It's being allocated to something in the future. And with your budget, you can continue through all the different overhead expenses in your business. We've talked about budgeting on this podcast before, but going into the tools that you'll need to purchase and setting a budget for the smaller tools in your business based on maybe what you did last year and maybe a multiple of that. If you're expanding to a second crew, you're thinking about equipment over $500 that you want to set a specific amount for each equipment, as well as the depreciating costs. How many years is that piece of equipment going to last? What's the resale value on that? And working through what that's going to cost you per year. So for easy numbers, something that costs you $11,000 has a 10-year lifespan and a resale value of $1,000, that's going to cost you $1,000 over those 10 years. That's $11,000 for the purchase price minus the $1,000 resale value and divided by those 10 years. So $1,000 over those 10 years is what that equipment is going to cost you. And you can use that for equipment that you're going to purchase this year if you haven't already planned for it. Or if you've planned for it, you've set that roadmap, you started accumulating this money 3 years ago, part of that money is already going to be there in your operating account that you can then go purchase or at least make a down payment on that type of equipment. And then you're going to keep going accumulating that money for that piece of equipment just because you bought it doesn't mean that maintenance is not going to start to increase for that piece of equipment as it gets older in your business, as it's getting used. Just because payments go down doesn't mean that maintenance does not go up on an older piece of equipment. Fixed costs are much easier to budget for it with your overhead expenses. Things like rent, cell phone bills, internet, all of that is much easier to incorporate into your budget because there's a set amount per month that you can then add to your budget for the annual expense. Other things like marketing, unforeseen costs, all of this should be budgeted for each and every year based on last year's numbers, the year before's, taking an average, or just making educated estimates on what this would be in your business, kind of like what we did with that marketing overhead expense. One thing that we do in our business for overtime is we incorporate that as an overhead expense. So we look at how many hours we're going to budget per week for our labor crews and how many hours that is over our overtime limit. And then we place a multiple on that based on how much we pay per overtime hour. And that gives us a nice round number that we can incorporate as an overhead expense. So that maybe 1 week we don't do any overtime, but the following week we go over our overtime limit. We fall somewhere in that middle with our overtime overhead expense, our budgeted amount that kind of recoups all of that would be spent over those 2 weeks periods. Now, if we never do overtime, that's just a budgeted amount that then essentially becomes profit. If we go over that amount, well, that's going to then eat up into our profitability of our business. Essentially, anything you spend money on in your business, anything that is tax deductible in your business should be included as an overhead expense somewhere in your budget. So even if you work from home, you have a home office, and that typically means you're writing your tax deducting a certain square footage percentage based on your property on your tax bill, that also should be incorporated as an overhead expense on your budget. If in 5 years you want to rent out a facility or even purchase something, you should then start to incorporate that into your roadmap and start to save for that now so that when you go to make a down payment, that money is already sitting in your account and ready to be deployed. When you work through your budget, you can then use that budget to quote projects. And we've got the budget and estimate spreadsheet on howtohardscape.com available. And there's going to be an update coming to that soon that I was hoping to have last year, just got too busy. And that'll be coming out soon. So that budget and estimate spreadsheet will help you through all of this that we're talking about. And it'll help you estimate based off your budget. So you're recouping your overhead expenses and all of your salaries that you're paying, as well as labor costs in the field that you are paying. Now, you also may want to compare what your estimates look like to the market. Do your estimates line up, or maybe you are incorporating way too much into your budget in terms of equipment, or in terms of having so many salaried employees that just aren't labor costs, are not in the field generating money, active money, that you may need to look at. This is where fine-tuning that budget, fine-tuning those numbers really helps you in cutting the fat out of your business and operating a nice lean business that's going to make you profit. In charging like the business you want to be later in the future, by charging for that now, you are accumulating the capital necessary to become that business. But what is the differentiating factor that allows you to charge this price? You need to think about that in your business, and you need to create a brand around that, whether that's quality craftsmanship or service from start to finish that stands out above all the rest in your market. What is that differentiating factor in your business that allows you to charge what you charge? Think about this really carefully, write down some ideas, and really work to improve that client experience from start to finish that really sets you apart, and reach out to past clients to ask them where you could improve, where you could do better, how did they think about your experience that you provided them, and that will really help you moving forward in your business. And while you're at it, ask them for a review on Google My Business so that you know that if they come back to you with that email and they say their experience was awesome, now's the time to ask them for a Google My Business review. Now's the time to do it at the beginning of the year, moving into next year. And all this being said, in creating a brand of excellence in your business, in moving forward in your business, you need to think about the times that we are in right now in this industry and how good they are. It's a difficult time to invest more time into things like your website, things like improving your brand image, all these things that take up time that you likely don't have because you're so overloaded with work. But when you think about it, the good times are the times that you need to be putting in that effort to improve, because when the not so good times come, you're prepared for those. Whether that be creating a brand online that brings in leads, and creating multiple lead sources, when times get tougher, you've already established those multiple lead sources so that you're not scrambling when times get tough to establish those. And this can be really difficult, like I said, when times are good and you're likely stretched thin with your time, but perhaps you can use something else you have, like money that you have, to be able to outsource these things in order to get them established, like a website, like SEO, like your social media, whatever it might be, to get those established, because you lack time, but you've got the capital, hopefully during the times that are good, to be able to do this. So that's where we will leave this in terms of budgeting, because you can then budget for those expenses, at least in your marketing expenses or wherever it might be that you'll be deploying that capital in order to improve your business, improve those diverse lead sources that are being generated in your business. Now, I promised you a big announcement, and if you follow us on Instagram, if you're on our email list, you'll see that we posted the How to Hardscape membership platform. This is at members.howtohardscape.com, or you can just go to howtohardscape.com. On the menu there is a tab for members. What this essentially is a training platform for hardscapers to not only learn new skills if you want to get into hardscaping, like installing interlock, installing retaining walls, features, design, whatever it might be, and you want to learn these new skills to expand your business, or whether you already know these skills, we're going to have courses coming out on online marketing, on website building, SEO, and things like budgeting, knowing your numbers, job costing. All of that is coming. Basically, what we are doing is each month we are releasing a course. And so there's already one course available. It is the Installing Interlocking Concrete Pavement course that takes you from start to finish, from creating a plan and a design for your project, all the way to installing, wrapping up that project, everything that you would want to know with that. Next month is going to be retaining walls. And then following that, we'll be installing gas fire features, then installing lighting. We're going to get into budgeting the next month, knowing your numbers, job costing, website creation, SEO, online paid ads. This is all going to be a 1 year, one course per month, and you pay a monthly fee to sign up for this membership platform to have access to all of this. In addition to this, we have workshops and webinars that will be posted sporadically. Right now, there is one webinar that we did last year with Synced Up and Cycle CPA. That is the end of the year accounting webinar that you can watch there exclusively. And we'll be working to get more webinars and workshops. But our main focus for 2022 is 12 courses by the end of the year, one each month to be released on the platform. And then in 2023, we're going to be opening it up to then take what we have available to us with How to Hardscape, with our community that we've built, to then get more industry experts, industry leaders on in webinars, workshops, and hopefully courses surrounding material that they have and they can have available to us. So that's the goal for 2023, so that it's not just me talking. I'm not going to talk about things I don't know about, and the things that I do know about are hardscaping, knowing your numbers, and online marketing. So that's going to be 2022, 2023. We're going to expand further and get more experts onto the platform. In addition to that, we have a community starting April 2022, where we'll do monthly meetings discussing anything that you want. We'll have more of our roadmap placed for those community meetings as we get closer to that April date. I had actually thought about selling each individual course, but by doing a membership platform, we can build a community around this, and I can also make it much less expensive for those of you that want access to the courses by doing a monthly membership fee. I didn't want it to be a one-off paid course and then you try to go off and do it by yourself with no communication. I want it to be something that if you're having trouble, if you have questions with something, I'm available. The community is available through our community meetups, and it's just an ongoing support group for hardscapers by hardscapers. And then finally, partnerships, whatever partners are available, we will be accumulating, only exclusively open to members. So these are hopefully discounts that come available or any events, whatever we can get going for those partnerships. And if you want to be a partner, if you have something you have to offer, you can reach out to us, How to Hardscape, and we will get you some information on becoming a partner of this platform, of the How to Hardscape platform as well. With that being said, How to Hardscape is the first partner. So you can get a promo code there from becoming a member. You'll see a promo code in the partners page, and you can use that for any merch on the How to Hardscape store, as well as the budget and estimate spreadsheet. So if you have thought about getting the budget and estimate spreadsheet, this will actually pay for itself, essentially, with a 10% discount on that budget and estimate spreadsheet that you can use. So becoming a member already comes with benefits with that. And with all that being said, if you go to members.howtohardscape.com, you can find out more information on this. And you can also use the promo code podcast. This shows me that you came from the podcast, and that will give you 3 months at a discounted rate for the membership. So that's How to Hardscape. So that's members.howtohardscape.com. And you can use the promo code podcast for your first 3 months at a discounted rate. I just want to take the moment to say thank you to all of those that have followed along with the podcast. This is our coming up to third year with the podcast. Our third year, we hit the third year mark with the website because that started first. And we are entering a new unforeseen territory with this membership platform. So I thank anybody that signs up. I thank anybody that continues to support us in any way possible, even if you don't sign up. I myself will be using this platform for my business in terms of training new hirees, in terms of using it as an incentive program to level up employees, because you can actually use this to sign up your employees for accounts under your account. And if they go through a course and they complete a test at the end of the course, The test for the interlocking concrete pavement course has 50 multiple choice questions. And the course itself has 2.5 hours, more than 2.5 hours of video modules, along with an ebook that comes with it. There is 20 plus modules that are in it. So it is a nice solid course with 50 questions at the end. And if they pass that with 80% or higher, they'll get a certificate showing that they passed that they can present it to you as the business owner. You can use that as any way as you want in your business as an incentive program to level up their hourly rate or however you want to do it in terms of a bonus structure or whatnot. A great hiring tool, a great retention tool, a great way to get employees engaged in wanting to level up in their business. So once again, if you want to learn more, members.howtoheartscape.com. Use the promo code podcast to sign up for that. The price for this membership will go up over time, but whatever price you purchase at is the price that you'll be locked in at for a lifetime, for however long you are subscribed to it. And you'll have access to all the content while you are subscribed. And also reach out to your CPA to see if this is tax deductible on your tax at the end of the year for an education expense. Essentially, I wanted to give back everything that I've learned in my experience in hardscaping, along with everything that I've learned with creating a website, creating online content. It's been a long road for that. I started it back in 2014, learning everything that I could about things like building websites, building SEO. So I've got a lot to give back with that, as well as paid advertising online and knowing your audience with that. There's a lot of topics that I knew I could give back in some sort of more valuable way, such as creating a course and helping out any way I can with it. But ultimately, I also wanted to create a more engaged community where I can see your faces, where we can talk anything from hardscaping to owning and operating your business and discussing challenges that we may have. So that is the idea around this membership community. And I really appreciate you continuing to engage with us online, wherever you can find us, sending us emails, sending us anything you could. I actually want your feedback on this membership platform. So reach out to us on our Instagram at howtohardscape to let me know what you think about it, any feedback that you have about it. Anything would be greatly appreciated. And thank you for listening to today's podcast episode. Again, visit us at members.howtohardscape.com. Promo code podcast to get those first 3 months at a discounted rate. That's all I want to say today. And we look forward to meeting with you next week on the How to Hardscape podcast.